Hello. Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk with Jesus. The scripture was read earlier from Revelation, and we pulled a portion of the scripture out, and I always feel it's not good to just pick a little bit of scripture out. You need to know the context. But that particular scripture, that particular scripture, I feel is scripture that should be standalone. This is a part of scripture when Jesus had given John letters to the church. Mm-hmm. But let's just talk a little bit about this scripture after I've read it. It's 3:20, and it says, that's Revelation 3:20. Mm-hmm. And it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, will sup with him, and he with me." I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. Jesus wants a relationship with you. Somehow, if we look here in the scriptures, the chapters 2 and 3 are all about the churches. Jesus is writing to John and telling him the things that he sees in the churches, the congregations, if you will. 7 different congregations. There in Asia Minor, 7 congregations. They tell me that if you look at it on the map, it's 7 in a circle. That if you go to the first church that he talks about and has issues with, it would be Ephesus. But as you go around that clock, if that were at 5 o'clock, if that were at 7 o'clock, you'd go all the way around through the 7 churches, which are, it's like in a circle that's maybe 100 miles across. You get around to about 5 o'clock, then you're at Laodicea. All those churches, Jesus had a message for. But you know, as we read that, we realize that those churches were not just an individual church, if you will, but there are things that are going on in most churches. Somehow we need to realize that we can't say, well, we're just like Philadelphia. Well, maybe we are, but there are some Laodicean Christians in the church as well. There are some folks in church who aren't the way that they need to be or haven't walked the congregation. But his message, Jesus gave a message to all 7 churches as he went around. You can look at the churches and see the things that were right with him. If you look at that first church at Ephesus, you know, we went to Ephesus. Barb and I went. And we just, when you're there, you sort of feel that this was a place that Jesus focused on. But his focus on him here was that they used to love him, but they'd lost that first love.
Come on, Pastor.
As you go around, you can see each of the churches had their issues. And Jesus talked to them about what was going on in those churches. As we get around to Laodicea, we find that, and that's the one most of us know a lot about. They were lukewarm, and I think we can say that's the way churches are. All of these churches, if we look, we'll find that there are some Christians in there that fit what was about those churches. So we're not talking into the reason that seven is the perfect number. So we have 7 churches, and the issues they had, churches have right now. The things they were doing then, we are doing right now. But at the end of that 7th church, when he got to Laodicea, somehow the message that he gave was not for the churches. He had talked to the church about what's wrong in the congregations, what's wrong with the folks that are there. But somehow, if we pull that verse out, it wasn't for a church. It was for individuals in the church. When he got there, if we look closely, we'll see that he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He didn't say if you churches do something different. He said, if anyone. Now, we're talking about church folks. These letters are to the churches. As a matter of fact, these letters were written to the priests, to the preachers, to the angels of the church, if you will. And say, here's what you need to go preach. Here's what you need to go talk about, because here are the things that are wrong in your church. Here's what's going on. But this portion, if you pull it out, you'll see that if any man, and now talking about folks that you're in church, we're talking to church folks. That's who the letters were to. Church folks, there's something I want you to know. If you'll just do something special, if you'll do something different, different than what most of us even right now do, open the door of your heart and let Jesus come in fully. Not talking about churches overall, talking about individuals. I'm talking about Christians. These letters were to the churches. And so the people who got this and the people who got this verse also got this verse saying, you need to have a relationship with the Lord. He says, if you'll open the door of your heart, I'll come in with you and I'll sup with you. You know, when you talk about having a good relationship with someone, if you're having a problem with somebody, if it's somebody you want to tell something special, it's good if you go out to dinner. When you have supper together, when you sup together, it sort of seems like some of the barriers are gone. You can stop and you can eat a little bit and talk a little bit, and somehow it seems easier. Supping, getting together, having a good relationship. When you sit down together at a meal, when you sit down, somehow it seems like it's easy to talk to folks about. It's easy to get together and enjoy one another together. Jesus is saying, I want to have a relationship with you. I want to sit down with you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus is looking for the relationship. But the door, we've got to open the door and let Jesus in. Some of us say, well, we're already doing that. Well, as congregations, maybe we are. But Jesus is telling us we need to go to the next level. Somehow we know we pray as a congregation. We praise God as a congregation. Somehow it seems that we serve God as a congregation. But Jesus is saying, I'm not looking at the congregation right now. It's corporate prayer. That's beautiful when we get together and pray together. Pray for one another and with one another. But I want to have a personal relationship. I stand at the door and I knock. We can look at all those churches. They can fix all those problems perhaps. But Jesus says, I want to have a personal relationship. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus is standing at the door. You know, there's a painting in St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Holman Hart painted that a long time ago. Somebody looked at it. I guess they were standing there with him at the time. Beautiful painting. And you see Jesus standing at the door of this little cottage. And the cottage is outside. The grass is sort of grown up. But it's a cute little cottage. Jesus is standing there with a lamp at the door knocking. And somebody said to the painter, so, you know, there's something wrong with this picture. And he said, what's that? He says, there's no latch on the door. There's no door handle on the door. Now, many of you have seen that picture. If you look at it, look real close. You'll see just what that guy saw when he talked to the painter. There's no latch on the door. The painter said, that's not a mistake. He said, that's not a mistake. You see, there's no latch on the outside. You have to open it from the inside. That's the way it is with us. Jesus isn't going to open the door and come in. There's no latch on the outside. He's not going to force his way in. There's no latch on the outside. We have to open up our hearts and allow Jesus to come into us. He wants a relationship with us. It's good that we come to church and pray on Sunday morning. Many of us, the only prayer we say, the only prayer we hear all week is when we're in the congregation. The only time we talk to the Lord is when we talk to the Lord in church. Only time we praise him for all that he's done is here in church. And don't misunderstand me. It's good to praise God together. It's good to pray together. It's good to worship him together. All that's beautiful. But Jesus wants us not just as a congregation. He wants us to grow as a congregation. He wants us to learn as a congregation. But he wants us to have a personal relationship with him. We need to realize that during the week, all week long, we should be spending some quiet time with the Lord. We should be listening to what he has to say to us, listening to what it is he has for us to do. Take some time. Say, well, I don't know. I pray, but I never. Well, you don't wait long enough. You don't really allow yourself to be totally, totally immersed in that prayer. When you sit down and pray, don't just say some words. Listen to what the Lord is saying back to you. Recognize that he wants a relationship with each one of us. Look at the way things went. He died on a cross. That we might be able to have salvation because he loves us. On the day of Pentecost had fully come, those who came together went together and went out and created churches, congregations all around. A lot of folks praising God together. He wants us, that same Lord that died on the cross, wants us to recognize that he died for each one of us individually. He died for us. He wants a relationship with us. He wants each one of us to spend eternity in glory with him. He wants to have a personal relationship with us. Why haven't we opened the door? Why haven't we opened the door fully? Well, somehow it seems that we don't have enough time to pray. And maybe we'd open the door a little wider, but somehow we got some secrets on the inside. Well, Jesus knows what's on the inside anyhow. Jesus knows what's wrong with us. Jesus knows what needs to be changed. He just wants us to listen to him, recognize him as a friend like no other friend. He wants us to open the door and have a relationship with him where when things are going good, we praise him and thank him and talk to him about what he's done. He wants a relationship, so he's the one that we come to when we have a problem or a situation we don't know how to get. He wants this personal relationship with each one of us. He wants us to know that he's a friend like no other friend. He wants us to know that we can talk with him even at midnight. He wants us to know that no matter what we're going through, he knows what it is, and he won't allow it to be more than we're able to bear. He wants a personal relationship with each one of us. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus is saying, you are the church. You're Christians, but I can't get into your hearts. You're a Christian, but somehow you haven't opened up your heart and fully accepted me as the friend that I am. You have not accepted me really fully down. Maybe you came and you joined church, and after that time you come often and you sit in the services. But Jesus wants more than somebody who just sits through the services. More than somebody who just praises him on Sunday with a crowd. More than someone who just says every now and then, I love the Lord. He wants you to have a relationship with him, a true relationship with him. He wants you to list him as your best friend because he's a friend like no other. He wants you to know that he's there for you no matter what it is you're going through. What a special friend we have. Open the door to your heart. Allow him to get closer to you. Give yourself fully over to him. Don't just say it on Sunday morning. Don't just pray when you're blessing your food. Talk to him during the week. Have conversations with the Lord. He wants you to be a friend. Open the door of your heart. Fully open the door and recognize him for who he is. He's the God of the universe. Certainly he's the God of the universe. He's the Lord of lords. Certainly he is. But you know what? The Lord of Lords, that King of Kings, loves you and wants to have a special, beautiful relationship, a relationship with you. But he won't do it all by himself. He's already done his part for this relationship. You know, there's something about a friendship. You know, somehow, no matter how hard you try to be somebody's friend, no matter how much you do for them, if they're going to be your friend, you've got to get a reciprocate. So they've got to reciprocate. Both of you got to care about each other. The Lord couldn't care about you more than he does. He loves you so much. He wants you to reciprocate. He wants you to get to know him better. He wants you to recognize that even though he owns everything, it's all his. There's something that he desires that he won't just take. He wants you to get it. That's your love, your full love. Open the door to your heart. Open the door to your heart. Those churches, they had all kind of problems. Some of them were doing pretty well. We like to identify ourselves with the ones that did real well. We're a church like Philadelphia. Yeah. We're not a church like, we're partially a church like Philadelphia. He wants us to, as a church, grow, certainly. But he wants us to individually recognize that he wants us to have a special, beautiful relationship with him. He's done his side. He's taken his part. What we need to do now is realize how special this friend is and open the door of our heart and let him fully in. You know, there's some scripture that says that there's a demon that was living in your house and somehow he went away because you cleaned up the house. But then after you cleaned up the house and everything was clean, the demon came back again and he brought back more demons. Well, what that's really saying is that if your heart is open and empty, even though you did the things that seemed to be morally right, you gave up some habits. And those habits and things that you gave up, you really liked those things. You gave them up, but you put them aside. But you didn't fill up that space that where those habits were and that time that you spent. You didn't fill it up. Yeah. And so if you don't fill it up, those habits are going to come back.
That's right.
Those problems are going to re-exist. Yeah. Those friends are going to become your best friends again. Although, unless you fill your heart and open the door of your heart and let Jesus fill you up with his love and your recognition of how special you are to him. You need to open up your heart to the Lord. Open up your heart. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door of your heart. Behold, I'm right here. I've done everything I can. I've knocked on your door. And you know I'm standing at the door waiting for you to say yes to me. Waiting for you to say yes and to open up your heart. It doesn't mean that you haven't said yes and accepted the Lord as Lord and Savior. But you accepted him as Lord and Savior, then sat down. He wants you to accept him as Lord and Savior. That congregation had already done that. He wants you to go to the next step. He wants you to have a personal, daily relationship with him.
Amen.
Seems so easy. Why haven't we made that step? We're a congregation. Why aren't we a congregation made up of individuals who have special relationship with the Lord? God loves us.
Yes,
Jesus wants that relationship with you. Amen. Behold, he stands at the door waiting for you not to accept him as Lord and Savior. Most of us have done that. He wants you to accept him as your friend and one who you talk with every day. Have a beautiful relationship with. He wants to get closer. So just a closer walk, just a closer talk, just a closer relationship. That's what Jesus wants. He doesn't just want us to be folks that say, I am a Christian. I am saved. He wants us to be folks who have a special relationship and who recognize Jesus as their best friend. He loves you an awful lot. He wants you to recognize how much he loves you, and he wants you to accept him as your best friend.
Amen.
Open up your heart. Open up your heart and let Jesus in. Let us talk to the Lord. Our Father and our loving God, Father, we realize that most of us who are here have said yes a long time ago, have said yes, baptized perhaps, and gave ourselves totally over to you. But Father, when we say totally over, it wasn't really totally over. We just became a part of the congregation. Father, we know that Jesus wants us to be more than just a part of the church, more than just a part of the congregation. He wants each one of us to individually recognize him as a friend like no other friend. Father, he's done so much for us. Many of us have gone through situation after situation where we know we could not have made it if it had not been for him on our side. We've gone through problems and he solved them, and situations that there's no way we could have made it through if it had not been for him on our side. But somehow, Father, it seems that we only come when we have problems, and we only talk to him as a God of the universe. But we need to recognize him as so much more than that. He wants us to recognize that he's with us through all of our situations. He's there for us, and he wants each one of us to accept him as a special friend. We need to open up our hearts and give ourselves fully over to him. Bless us, Father. Touch us, Father. Remind us, Father, of how much love Jesus has shown to us, that we may open our hearts and become more of what he would have us to be. Walk and live according to his will. Open up our hearts and become all that Jesus would have us to be. Bless us, Father. Let us recognize him as a friend like no other friend. He's our Savior. He's the God of the universe. But he's also a friend like no other friend. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to accept him as our friend, to accept him in our hearts. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 Let us stand. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. There are those who who accepted him a long time ago and said yes to the Lord. I'm going to have a couple of invitations today. I'm going to ask now, if you've never given yourself over and you recognize him as the God, as who he is, the Son of the living God, recognize how he's touched your life and touched the lives of so many, that you know how he's been there for you during your most difficult times. If you recognize that, but you haven't said yes to him yet, have not accepted him as your Savior, let me ask that you come on down now. Come on down and let the world know I've decided to make Jesus my choice. He made you his choice a long time ago when he died on the cross. Or maybe now there may be somebody who's already said yes to the Lord and accepted him as their Lord and Savior in some other church. But somehow they aren't able to get to that church, or where they made the commitments to do special things. If that's you, I'm going to ask that you come on down. If you'd like to become a part of this household of faith, like to become a part of First Mount Olive, if you'd like to become a part of us, why don't you come on down? There's one more thing, one more invitation. I'm going to ask if you would, if you're standing right where you are right now, I'm going to ask that each one of us listen now as Reverend Jasper gets up, because I'm going to ask him to pray for all of us. I'm going to ask that he ask each one of us to open our hearts and allow Jesus to get deeper inside of us, to accept him more than we have, to accept him as that special friend. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that many, maybe even most of us who are here, may have already made that commitment, may have already opened the doors of our hearts. But somehow, if you have not fully opened your heart, I'm not saying that you haven't accepted him as Lord and Savior. I'm saying if you haven't gotten close to him, if you haven't allowed yourself to be that special friend to him that he is to you, if that's you, this prayer is going to be for you. I'm not going to ask you to come down, but I'm going to ask you to take the hand of the one who's next to you. Perhaps they have too, but somehow there may be some here who have not accepted and not made him that best friend, have not established that relationship. If that's you, take the hand of some folks. Take the hand of somebody. Because that person who's next to you, they may not have accepted him as a best friend. And that somehow you're praying that the one whose hand you're holding will get as close to Jesus as you are to that friend who you're standing next to. Somebody here right now needs to get closer to the Lord and accept that special invitation to open up the doors of their heart. Open the doors to your heart. Open the doors to your heart. Church, my Lord.
You focus on who God is and who God is to you.
Yes, sir.
My son looked at me and said, he said your name. I missed it. I was so into the song. I almost missed it that I was supposed to be praying. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he wants to establish a relationship with us, the pastor just said. Bow your heads, if you would pray with me.
Uh-huh.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For just being who you are.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for being a God who sits high but look low.
Oh, Lord.
And Lord, I was listening to the song, and the song said there's a lily
in the valley.
So no matter how deep we are, that there's a lily in the valley. That you are as bright as a morning star.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for being God and God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for allowing and loving us so much that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may have an opportunity to have a relationship with you. We thank you, Lord. We know that there are those who are here today who needs to get closer. We need to get closer to you. We realize, Lord, that we're not as close as we need to be. We need to be closer to you. We hear you knocking at the doors of our heart. If we listen close enough, we can hear you're knocking at the doors of our heart. We will allow you to come in right now. We ask you, Lord, that you would open up our hearts, that we will receive you the way you would like to be received. For no matter what we're going through, no matter what's going on in our lives, we will just accept you into our life. You'll have a conversation. You will sup with us and make the situation better. We thank you, Lord, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for being a doctor that's never lost a patient. We thank you for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator. We thank you for being the great I am. So I don't know what everyone needs today, Lord, but I know that you are the great I am. And we thank you for being who you are. And we thank you for allowing you for meeting our needs where we are. Bless each individual in this congregation. Bless us to get closer to you, not just when we're together, but when we're by ourselves, that we will find time to commune with you, to receive a word from you. Because we know, Lord, that in these last days, we need to be closer and closer to you, to receive a word from you, to give a word to your waiting congregation and to your people who don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Use us in your service, Lord Jesus. Bless us in a special way. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 There's a lily in the valley, church.
In the valley, bright as the morning star, there is a lily. In the valley, bright as a morning star, there is a lily in the valley.
My Lord,
bright as a morning star. Amen. 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 It's in the valley,
my Lord.
Bright as the morning star, I found joy in the valley. Bright as the morning star, I found joy in the valley. Bright as the morning star.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. My Lord. And there's a joy in the valley. Somebody found love in the valley, bright as the morning star. Somebody found love in the valley, bright as the morning star. Somebody found love in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. Amen. Miss Almeida, I found peace in the valley, bright as the morning star. I found peace in the valley, bright as the morning star. I found peace in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. 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 Somebody out there know what I'm talking about. In the valley. In the valley. How many been out there in the valley? In the valley.
In the valley.
I found God.
In the valley.
I found joy.
In the valley.
I found peace. I found deliverance
in the valley.
In the valley. I found hope
in the valley.
In the valley.
In the valley.
In the valley. Top, top.
In the valley.
There's a lily in the valley. Bright as the morning star,
there is a lily in the valley. Bright as the morning star, there is a lily in the valley. Bright as the morning star. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody been in the valley. Didn't think you were going to get out of the valley. But you got on your knees and asked the Lord, Lord, please help me. That's the only way you can get out of the valley is ask the Lord to help you. You can't get out by yourself. Ask the Lord to help you get out of the valley. In the valley, sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes it's dark. It's trouble in your way. But in the valley, if you just hold on to Jesus, he'll bring you out of the valley. Amen.
In the valley.
My Lord. My Lord.
In the valley.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Not challenging your Christianity or your church membership. It's talking about taking your relationship to the next level.
Thank you.
He wants us to open the doors of our heart, fully open the doors, and make him a part of everything we do.
Thank you.
Make him a part of our lives. It's good to be Christians. It's good to be members of a church. But it's great to be in relationship with the God,
yes, God
of the universe. Grace, God's amazing grace. Grace and peace be yours from the throne of God and from those seven spirits that St. John saw in front of the throne. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness who loved us so that he died, he freed us from our sins and made us kings and priests to serve his God and his Father. To him be the power, to him be the glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the church, let the church say amen. God has spoken.